Good morning and welcome to the Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Not all holes or moments on golf history involve sensational shots or championships. Ben Hogan stamped his name in First Coast golf history by making an 8-over par 11 on a par 3 at Hyde Park in the 1947 Jacksonville Open. Hogan was 3 shots off the lead in the third round and tugged his tee shot into the pond on the left, which is larger than it is now. The ball was barely visible above the water, and Hogan thought he could splash it onto the green. He tried 4 times and finally took an unplayable lie. He hit his 7th shot to the top of the bank, and the ball rolled back down in the water. After his penalty shot, he hit his 9th onto the green and 2-putted for the 11th. Hogan shot 79 in the round and came back the next day with a 68. So the next time you think you can pull off that type of shot, know that even Ben Hogan couldn't do it. So there's no chance you will. Now, the FYI. Today, in 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas by Lee Harvey Oswald. Kennedy was the 4th U.S. president to be assassinated. Others were Abraham Lincoln in 1865, James Garfield in 1881, and William McKinley in 1901. America's 29th president, Warren G. Harding, later revealed to have been a corrupt philanderer, was widely rumored to have been poisoned by his wife in 1923. Coincidentally, Lincoln and Kennedy, who were elected 100 years apart, were both succeeded by vice presidents named Johnson. Andrew Johnson became America's 17th president in 1865, and Lyndon Johnson became the 36th president in 1963. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.